Welcome to this audio introduction of State Theatre Company South Australia's new play, Welcome to Your New Life, by Anna Goldsworthy. The audio described performance is on Monday the 20th of November at 6:30 p.m. with a touch tour commencing at 5:30 p.m. A Q&A will follow this evening's performance. The production takes place in the Space Theatre at the Adelaide Festival Centre and runs for approximately 2 hours, including a 20-minute interval. Part musical, part diary, this theatre piece explores the issues of motherhood and childbirth, asking what does it affect and answering only everything. This play seeks to understand how do we grasp the mystery of this experience. Anna Goldsworthy is a pianist, a perfectionist, and a writer. Adapting her book for the stage, she invites us on a triumphant journey that investigates the dizzying wonder and excitement of pregnancy, intermingled with the comedy, the poetry, and occasional horror of this new state of being. Should she indulge her craving for sausage after 16 years of not eating meat? Will her birth plan involve Enya or hypnosis or neither? And just how worried should she be about her baby falling into a composting toilet? This production plunges us into this life-changing adventure, expertly juggling the accompanying joy and anxieties and demonstrating the kicking required to return to the surface. Your audio describers will be Hen Vaughan and Jules Filkey. The Space Theatre is configured to create a corner stage with audience seating bordering two sides of a square playing space. The two side walls meet a shorter flat wall at the centre back, the furthest away visible point. And in the centre of this wall, there are two large white double doors with an oversized doorknob on each one, set about 2 metres above the floor. The stage is set like a nursery, with many of the objects out of scale, as if seen through the eyes of a tiny baby. Overhead, an oversized mobile anchored to the ceiling displays a round illuminated ring that dangles large colourful shapes. A cloud, a bird, a star, the sun, the moon. The walls and the floor feature wide grey and white stripes. Large wooden letter and number blocks, big enough to sit on, are stacked casually along the side walls. At the rear of the left wall is a white bookshelf featuring 3x2 cubes. The shelves contain 3 storage cubes. One is a teal colour, the other an orange, and the third a yellow. The individual letters W, K, and S alternate from side to side. The remaining 3 cubes are filled with large, bright and colourful book spines, pull-along wooden toys, and a guitar on a stand. On the right side of the room, a small white toy piano sits on top of a block, and a larger piano in the same light plywood hue as the wooden blocks faces the audience. Large musical notes decorate the front of the piano. In the centre of the room is a wide circular mat made up of tessellating grey and coloured diamonds in orange, pink, yellow and teal. A round grey armchair with soft cushions sits in the middle of the mat under the large mobile overhead. A soft grey-green blanket is draped across the curved back of the armchair. When not directly engaged in the dialogue, members of the cast sit on the blocks placed against the wall, watching the action unfold. At times, they also move the blocks, carrying them onto the mat, angling the sides to reveal the numbers of weeks as the pregnancy progresses, and later, the blocks display the age of the baby. The cast also play a variety of musical instruments, from the toy piano and guitar to the larger piano and two xylophones, which also rest atop blocks, one on either side of the stage. The music for the show was composed by Alan John, and much of it is played live on stage by the actors. During interval, the stage is pared back and becomes minimal. The bookshelf guitar and most of the block letters have been removed. The remaining blocks are lined up along the walls on either side of the double doors. The grey armchair is placed to the left side of the stage opposite the piano. The scene is lit in cool, pale blue light. Anna is played by Erin James. She has short, dark brown hair parted on the right with a slight wave cut in a bob. She is slight and lithe. She wears a red, short-sleeved top, blue jeans with turned-up cuffs, and soft, light brown shoes. In Act 2, she adds a pale, beige-coloured, long-line cardigan to her outfit. Erin is always Anna, the happy and excited, though anxious, newly pregnant protagonist. Kitty and Matt, the other actors, play multiple roles, moving quickly from one character to another. There is no time for costuming changes, so character is established through dialogue and physical changes. They both vocalise for Rupert, the dog, and various voiceovers. Catherine, Kitty Adams, has long brown hair that she wears caught back in a low bun at the nape of her neck. Kitty wears a dark green button-through long-sleeved shirt, blue jeans and grey runners with white soles. She plays several roles, including that of Moggy, Anna's grandmother. She also plays Anna's dad, Pop, her sister, Sash, her pregnant friend, Grace, the doctor, Vera, the hypnotist, Nurse Fran, and Damo, another new father. Matt Crook plays Anna's husband, a new father-to-be, Nicholas. He has longer brown hair parted on the left and swept back from his forehead and a close-trimmed beard. He wears a light grey Henley shirt with small buttons along the tab opening at the neck, dark green corduroy trousers and dark brown shoes with a light-coloured sole. Matt also plays Anna's mother, Bubba, brother Daniel, friend Fiona, Dr. Monica, the sonographer, and Lavinia, the midwife and lactation consultant. The audience is often addressed directly and becomes the beloved you of the baby. Writer, Anna Goldsworthy. Director, Shannon Rush. Set and costume designer, Simon Greer. Composer and musical director, Alan John. Lighting designer, Gavin Norris. Production designer, Simon Greer. Sound designer, Andrew Howard. Production manager, Gabrielle Hornhardt. Stage manager, Isabel Estrada. This production takes place in the Space Theatre at the Adelaide Festival Centre. There's an accessible drop-off point located on Festival Drive under the Riverbank footbridge with a lift to the promenade level. A designated disability drop-off is also available 45 minutes before performances. To access the drop-off area, turn into Festival Drive from King William Road, past the Festival Plaza car park entrance and stay left, driving through the EOS Hotel Visitor drop-off loop to arrive at the Space Theatre access drop-off. Adelaide Festival Centre is accessible by public transport, including the tram, stop at the railway station, trains, buses and a free bus service that operates on a loop throughout the city and North Adelaide with stops at the corner of King William Road and North Terrace. You can enter the Space Theatre by foot from North Terrace, Adelaide Railway Station, Adelaide Oval or King William Road. From North Terrace, walk down the laneway alongside Sky City Casino. From King William Road, you can walk over Festival Plaza. There's a lift and escalator down to the Dunstan Playhouse and Space Theatre level. Or walk along the Walk of Fame from Elder Park. Assistance is also offered by venue staff. Thank you.